Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where the question of the day is, should you eat meat that has been offered to idols? Or maybe a question that we would ask in our day, should you play cards or dominoes, or should you play pool when that's what's being done in the pool hall? In 1 Corinthians 8, verses 4 through 13, Paul is going to lay all of the issues out on the table for us to examine so that he can build his case. And here is his case. When we act from knowledge alone, we harm our brothers and sisters in Christ. But when we lead with love, we lead them to love Christ more. Paul begins with the knowledge that some in the Corinthian church believe everyone has or understands, and that it's that there's only one true God, and that other gods and lords are no gods and lords at all, but they're false and they're idols. Other people may recognize them as gods and lords, and they may worship them, but they can never receive worship or honor because those gods and idols are not real. God created all things through Christ, and all things exist for His glory. Now, all of that is true, amen? There is only one God. He created it all through Christ. So some in the church were saying, this is true. So it doesn't matter if meat's been offered to a false god, because we know that false god to be false. It's untrue. So there's no harm in eating that meat. I like the steaks from that marketplace, even though the meat was used in an idolatrous worship service. I have knowledge of the one true God, and I worship Him. What do I care if this ribeye was dedicated to Zeus? Zeus doesn't really exist. But here's the problem. Here's the rub. And the issue is this. There were some in that church who came out of that pagan society. They had been gloriously redeemed from that pagan lifestyle. But to return to the temple or to eat meat that has been offered to a pagan deity would harm their conscience. They would be devastated. They would feel like a traitor to Christ. They would feel like they were legitimately participating in pagan worship. In other words, their hearts had not caught up with their heads. They knew that God was the only true God and that they could eat steak from a pagan marketplace. But their conscience, that moral compass, had not yet been calibrated to the knowledge that they now had. And so we are to walk with them in love. This is true discipleship. Today when you pray, please pray for Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Dagare LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.